Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Great to have you with us, Sarah Gon. How are you this afternoon?
I'm well, and you, Simon?
I am also most good. Thank you very much. And looking forward to discussing the topic of PRASA. Are they going anywhere? If I know you, the answer is presumably not. But tell us why.
Well, actually, I'm going to start off badly and end up more hopefully.
Okay, there's a thought. That is good, yeah.
I'll tell you what perturbed me is I saw a number of reports which said that there is a possibility that a youth employment scheme and an allocation to PRASA in the existing budget would be reallocated to SAA. And this provoked in me the usual enraged response, because in reality, SAA is essentially a rich man's form of transport, is firstly.
Yeah.
And secondly is that it's a space that the private sector can fill. I mean, SA Express apparently had 17 private sector entities applying to buy it. So it's a space that can be filled by other people. It does not have to be filled by a government-run entity. Yeah. And to even think of taking away any budget allocation from PRASA, which is train services, passenger train services, is just outrageous, because that really is transport for large numbers of people that is meant to be affordable, yeah, and has simply been associated virtually for nigh on 26 years with corruption and destruction. And the latest saga in PRASA is apparently since about November 2019, vandalism, which is always apparently a feature of stations and lines in many parts of the world, just took on a whole new meaning. And in the last few months in particular, I mean, literally lines, sleepers, railway stations have been completely destroyed by vandals who've taken stuff away, yeah, to sell it. Now, apparently the reason why it really picked up from November last year was because the management decided to terminate the contract of the private security providers because the contracts had been unlawfully awarded. Surprise, surprise. So essentially, 34 corridors, which is essentially a corridor is a line, have been without security for nearly a year. Today I actually sat in on a webinar with the new CEO of PRASA, a woman who was CEO of Gautrain. She's been involved in the transport infrastructure area for years.
Yeah.
And it sounds like she may really be doing something to get things back, to refurbish, to repair, etc. So they've got 11 lines out of 34 going. They hope to have 23 within the next 3 months. I'm not sure what then happens to the other 11. But I think PRASA has come from such a bad space that any improvement is a good improvement. It also was originally affordable transport. And there are lots of theories about who is responsible for the vandalism, whether it has the taxi industry. She wouldn't disclose as such, but she sounded, you know, really positive. It just sounds like she's doing things to really get it going.
And is this pie in the sky, so, or are there real actionable, is there real actionable plans in place to actually achieve this?
She said so. She said there were plans in place. She gave a little bit of a breakdown on them. I didn't make full notes of it. They're having to use diesel in some areas because they can't provide electricity. They have to reestablish those links. And diesel is more expensive than electricity. But she says it applies to mostly in Gauteng area. Most of the rest of the country is working on electricity. So she did give me a sense that maybe there is someone there who is really doing the job and may get trains back on track for public usage. Time will tell, and we are, I adopt very much a wait and see attitude. But even the discussion that involved the South African Transport and Allied Workers Union seemed to suggest that although everything is not yet hunky dory, there's certainly an improvement, and they're prepared to go with it. So maybe this is turnaround. The only thing she said that worried me was that, you know, this is going to be a government entity that's going to succeed. And I thought, well, you know, if they outsource a bit to the private sector legitimately, nothing wrong with that either.
We watch
maybe
that space eagerly because who knows?
It's an area that needs to be seen, that needs to improve drastically. It's been a disgrace.
Sorogon, we're going to leave it there. It's 5:26. Thank you so very much for your input this afternoon.
Cool. Thanks, Simon.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.